Seven peace activists went to Dave Obey's office for a scheduled meeting with his staff on Monday afternoon. Three of them refused to leave and were arrested, including Suzanne Ewan Gilk of Merrill, who was charged with
disorderly conduct, which somewhat surprised me because we were anything but disorderly.
Obey's local spokesman Doug Hill says the group was well-behaved, but he had to call police so he could close the office at the end of the day. He says his boss agrees with their opposition to the war and is trying to find a practical way to end it.
I told them they were preaching to the choir, and again, I reiterated that, you know, your argument isn't with Dave Obey, it's with President Bush.
Obey opposed the war from the start, and he voted against the president's latest troop surge. But the activists want more. Ewan Gilk wants an end to funding, and she wants it to happen now.
I very much believe that this illegal, immoral, very violent war has to come to an end as soon as possible.
Dave Obey is the head of the House Appropriations Committee, which controls the government's purse strings. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.